Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her I have to burn one. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above. In the VIP like they ask what some kin to me. All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they are my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. Then he flipped me to Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
cut loose ends, won't tolerate disrespect. You chicken should have caught a six-piece to the chin, look. You can keep the calm or whatever. Great vibes, I gotta be calm or whatever. I keep a roll up of lint balls or whatever. Better keep it together or you're melon, I'm a sever. It's time I pop the air mattress. Hit the game with a blitz like playing Madden. Swimming mile in the ocean of fornication. From the free like a mic jamming his face, look. Time's up, little bitch. No more free time, good luck, little bitch. Stepped up to the plate, you can feel the ground shake. Got your girl at attention from the way that I spit. Yes, sir, I'm a king, nothing less. Beast on the beat, I'm a freak with the sex. I hit her a few times, but I never sent a text. You just send her the low when you know what comes next, love. Still beating on my chest like I'm King Kong. Send her off back to back like ping pong. My unreleased shit be a theme song. The whole crowd sing along when the mic's on. I'm dropping bombs on you bitches. Straight to the point like my name's Scottie Pippen. Quick off the pivot like Rose Boy, I'm vicious. Flow sicker than Mike with the flu, boy, I'm different. Play your position. Here for the ring just to be more specific. Yeah, I'm here to fuck up the game and I play every quarter. You second stringers, niggas just ride the bitch that's on broke.
all I see is red. Lack on the target, I aim for the head. Back on my bullet, get it understood that I'm not letting up, all that goofy shit dead. I'm stepping the ring if you playing, dawg. I'm up next, give a fuck what you saying, dawg. Mark my words and I mean it, nigga. Back on my bullshit this summer, y'all.
Yo, 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 welcome everybody to OG Radio. We have made it to Friday, y'all. It is Freestyle Friday with your boy Radio Rare, and I have a special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Nia, Nia B. Fly from Chicago, Southside. What's up, people?
So it's pretty much seems like it's been Women Appreciation Week here on OG Radio. I had pretty much women guests
always,
all week.
Always appreciate the women.
Hey, I appreciate you willing to come on the show tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, anytime, anytime. And then, you know, for it to be Free Friday, I hope you brought your bars with you a little later.
I got a few.
Okay. Definitely don't get into that. So, I've always hold women to a higher standard when it comes to rapping because I feel like they're the underdogs. What was your inspiration to start rapping?
Oh, man. Well, I've always been interested in rap as far as women and men since I was younger, like 5, 6, 7. So it's always been something that I was interested in, a craft that I felt like was very unique and good sounding. Even as a child, I recognized that. So as I got older, I always like played with it, but never really indulged. And I got my inspiration really just finally, you know, let out at the time that I did decide to start doing it and the feedback I would get. So I would definitely say the feedback of me indulging in it really gave me the inspiration to really take it on and keep going with it.
Do you have any favorite rappers you like to that also inspired you?
I do. I got a few. As far as females, I'll say Missy was definitely one of them. Lil' Kim.
Okay.
Eve. I actually love Eve. As far as the present time, of course, I've always been a Nicki fan. Me and Lil Wayne is like at the top of my list of favorite when it comes to me and Wayne, Jewel,
okay.
Gucci. So, you know, that was my generation. That was my era. So there was definitely some rappers I always looked up to, listened to, you know, inspired me a little bit.
You're starting to become my favorite already. You just said all the right names already.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I grew up listening to it in high school. Dedication, too. I think that's when I actually fell in love with Wayne, like, for real, for after he got his halfway phase. So high school, that's all I was listening to. That, if said, but that's definitely my era. That's definitely who that inspired me a lot.
Oh, yeah, you definitely one of us. Dedication to him. Definitely one of his hottest mixtapes. Everybody was bumping that and trying to get the ringtone.
Yeah, setting up the voicemail and everything.
It makes us feel so old. I remember doing that. Oh, my God. Used to have the cassette tape and record the song, and you finish, flip it over.
No, then that's when, you know, when you had to pay the people in high school, the ones who had was fortunate enough to have the computers, you know, you pay them to make your CD. That was like the CD era then when I was in high school. You had to, you got the little to the line wire, the illegal shit.
Hell yeah.
That was around that time.
I was fortunate for my pops to let me burn CDs off the computer and shit. I used to stay getting money off that shit.
Yeah, we used to mess up my best friend's mama computer all the time doing that. Like, messing her shit up like a motherfucker trying to make the CDs. Especially when my homie got her first car, that's when he gets the tune for the ride. So it's like we was risking it.
Exactly. Man, that was the best time for music. So what do you feel about today's music versus when we grew up?
Me, I'm the type of person who loves to hear something new, to see what, you know, what would be trending or, you know, what people sound good and doing. So me, myself, change is always good. Like, I like the old school. I like, you know, what's being the sound that's being used now. It's just, you know, different people. People are growing up, you know, different from how, you know, the people that were, you know, back in the day rapping then. So, you know, they got a different feel for stuff and how they want to say stuff. So it's just basically just go with time. Things change. Me personally, I love new sound. I'm very versatile myself. So I like trying things that, you know, get a different ear, different audience or whatever. So it's all good to me.
Okay. I feel that. I like the style of music that's out, but the lyrics are ass trash. Ain't nobody saying nothing about nothing.
Yeah, when it comes to that, but like I said, you know, everyone has their own styles. You know, there's some artists that, you know, I may not feel, you know, but I feel it might be overrated, and some people may feel opposite. You know, it's just depending on what people like, and, you know, it is, as when you're a real artist, especially when you write your own music, and you know how you craft it, and if you're a perfectionist like me, how you want it to sound. When you hear other people that really just don't try, or, you know, not to dog they just call it garbage, it's something that you know that you don't do. That's how I look at it. Like,
right, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's some people that might like think it's trash, and they honor. So, you know.
Yeah, I didn't hear it from you. Man, I almost wanted to quit my day and night job. But I mean,
it's some trash out there, but you know, it cannot be good.
Have you ever made a song and then you just really thought it just wasn't it? You just like, what the hell did I make? Like, what was this?
I don't say I have made anything that I absolutely didn't like or was like, oh, I wish I didn't record that. Maybe a particular beat that I just felt like I just really didn't like, and I had to force myself to write something to it because it probably was, you know, with another person or whatever. Yeah, that's probably about it for me, but I not really just, because I'm, like I said, I'm a perfectionist. Like, when I write, I like to recite it, make sure I got it down, what I want to put emphasis on, what I want to break down, what I want to be
right.
The job. I'm a perfectionist with that. So I make sure that it sounds like perfectly for my ear as well. I take the criticism also. So I listen to what my engineers might have to say, what my manager have, even my best friend. Like, I listen to that, and if it fits me, I'll use it. But at the same time, I don't think I never really just hit anything that's like trash. I really like all my work, for real. Not to say I'm stuck up, but I kind of do.
That's good. I think some artists should really think about what the hell they putting out. Sometimes
yeah.
Just take a step back.
They should,
because
I
definitely
do.
Man, like, especially if it's just god-awful, where you would turn it off at, like, literally 20 seconds into turning the song on. It's like, they really thought this was hot. Like, was they high? Was they off the field or something?
Yeah, I've had some of those moments where I had listened to people's music like that. Like, yeah, but I give it a chance. I may give it a chance. Not all the time.
That's true. I have literally a minute rule. I will listen to it for a minute, and that's the only chance I'm going to give it if it's really bad. And that's a lucky minute. Normally it'd be like 20, 30 seconds.
Yeah,
do you remember your...
About 10 seconds.
That's because, man, because it all definitely starts off how the intro goes. You can tell if it's going to be some heat or it's just something just like, what the hell is this? But I also heard an artist have a very good intro, but then when he started rapping, like, my ears was bleeding. So sometimes you get tricked out here.
Yeah, but, they might have a real nice catchy beat or catchy hook, but you know, the verse
right.
body. I've heard those songs before too. Like, it's a nice beat.
You got some songs that got a catchy hook.
You know what? I do some that I'm working on. I'm in the works of working on my EP, and that was actually one of my challenges when I first began writing, when I indulged in music seriously. That was one of my things I had to work on, but I've been doing pretty good at it. You know, it's all a technique and how you want to deliver it. It's all about delivery, basically. So once
right.
I, you know, knowing how to deliver what energy I want to put in, it kind of comes off more easier. I'm getting better as I go. I've been working on it.
Okay. So what's your process like when you get in the studio? You got to hear the beat, or like, can you like sit at a park somewhere and just like get the writing?
Yeah, I can. I don't necessarily need a beat because I change my flow a lot when I rap anyway. So because I'm kind of skilled with that, it's easier to write with acapella or not. But like I said, I'm a perfectionist, so if somebody's saying I got a beat, I do want to hear it. If I like it, then, you know, I really don't write in the studio. Most of the time when I have sessions, my stuff is usually written, you know, stuff is booked. But I have had issues, you know, sessions where somebody,
right.
they heard me rap, and like, hey, I got this beat. Can you write something real quick? And, you know, I'll sit there, listen to the beat, let it loop, and, you know, write something to it, no problem. Especially if I like the beat. Like, if I absolutely, my ears, I guess that's it, I know I can write something to it immediately. So it's never really a problem with that part. That comes pretty easy.
Okay. That's what's up. I had an artist Tuesday where she always had to share a beat. I found that kind of interesting where she has to have a beat. I always thought it was, you know, very good to just, out of the blue, you can just write somewhere where you don't have to necessarily have a beat. So that just means, like, any moment you could just be like, yo, I'm finna write a hot 16 real quick. I think that's pretty dope.
Yeah. I used
to
do a lot of practicing on my way home to work. Like, I'd be on my way home to work just on the train, listening to music, and then get motivated. Like, let me write something. And I just do that then, and I had to start going off of that.
True, true. Now, I'm not a rapper at all, whatsoever, like that, you know. But my dear co-host be having me freestyle here and there. But I remember I kind of really got into rapping when I first started watching Gucci Hood Affair. I used to rap over his shit all the time. Yeah, man. Gucci was the shit back then. With they told him shit.
Yeah, I definitely was a Gucci fan, so I understand.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was shit.
Definitely
back then.
Like,
ooh, I can rap over
anything.
Do you remember your very first time performing?
My very first time performing?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I believe, I want to say, oh, actually, it's like for real performance. I had like a show where I did someone hooked me up with it was like a contest opening. I think it was like the opening for Yo Gotti or something. They have a, you know, contest with people, how they're doing the show, whatever, get you the club and everybody, you know, perform whatever. But
right.
I was considered that one real because people paid to come in to the venue, to the club, whatever, to perform. But actually, my real time, like, performing in front of a lot of people, we had a talent show at my job. I had a corporate job, and we had a talent
Ooh.
Show. And one of the guys I was really close with at the job, he was a singer, and he wrote his own songs. He was actually another inspiration to me, to be honest, for rapping. He was telling
right.
me, like, you should go ahead and do it for a talent show. And I did it, and I went up there, and so many of my coworkers, imagine it was corporate, so I had young people, old people, all types of different nationalities there. And it was a clean song. I didn't curse anything. But I had so many people coming up to me on lunch break like, you sound really good, and you're going to be a star. You do not need to be working up in here. Like, it made me feel really good. So that's kind of another that was going back to the inspiration, definitely. So that was actually my first performance for real, rapping in front of a group of people. Then I'll say the show that I did for the contest probably would be like my first like clubby type performance.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That was memorable.
Okay, that's dope. I know some people can't even remember their first time. I'd be nervous and shit. That's why I couldn't be a rapper.
I was nervous, especially at work, because, you know, they knew the, like I said, the corporate side of me. So to do that and just, everybody did all types of different talents. Like, it was people that play instruments. It was all types of stuff. So it was interesting, but, like, the fact that they was like, oh, my God, we never know you could sound like that. Like, you're so different at work. So, yeah, I was definitely nervous for them to see that little sad come out of me. But they liked it. So that was I was glad that I took that chance. I ain't going to lie.
That's dope, man. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play one of your tracks.
Yay.
Yes. Fly That Girl. What made you write that song? And tell me what it was about.
Well, when I heard the beat, first off, I was in love with that song when I was little. Like, that was the part where my mom had that cassette, and I was rewinding that. That was the cassette era. So that beat, when I heard it, I was like, oh, yes, I love this song. So as I'm listening to it, you know, I got to thinking, like, you know, I want to talk about me but still talk some shit, you know. And, you know, just show a little, you know, a little sauce and flavor, you know, when it comes to, you know, my little situation. But I was just really having fun with it because, like, I'm a perfectionist. I already got a vision for the visual for the video. So I'm just excited just because I know I had fun with the song. I really had fun with the song. And my little brother,
when that intro came on,
we had to record it.
See, that's always a plus. That intro came on, and I was like, ooh, she chose a perfect sample. I'm like, she got to kill it. And when you started spinning, I was like, yep. You know, some artists choose a sample and it don't fit. Yeah, so without further ado, I'm going to play That Girl, and then we'll come back and discuss a little more. So here we go.
Yes.
That girl that they say, I make them fall in love, then I send them on their way. Make them feel special, so we baby or we bae. Do them good, show them off, party with them, board a plane. But now he all sprung and shit. Talking half on the baby, talking dumb and shit. So I hit them with some game, stop rushing it. You was not my only nigga, so we hushing it. Chill, nigga, we on the low. If my favorite nigga called, then I gotta go. Got a young nigga, pill popping animal. Another nigga who ain't a stripper, but keep a pole. These little niggas, they knocking hoes like I'm a no, but my block game strong like Matumbo. Can't be my nigga if it ain't Jumbo. You hit today, don't worry about me tomorrow. Or in the DM and he pressed, put it on the once, now he in my life stressing it. Hit me more than twice and it's welcome to the blacklist. Baby mama's mad, so them hoes like a sneak this. And he fuck broke boy, then I gotta dismiss. Peace nigga, I wanna see him say link nigga. Finesse him on the lakefront, bring a drink nigga. I'm done fucking pretty boys, I need a street nigga. Make him say, is a shit, they say she is a shit. They like how it fit with the thighs in the hips. Make them mesmerize when she says some lies while he's selling lies. You would be surprised when niggas say when they be inside. Always trying to eat it up like a Reese's cup. If he got a girl, eventually I'll break it up. He a rap nigga, but he sing to me, he drinking up. Baby daddy like to argue cause he like to make it up. But most of the time, y'all curve him. And if he play me, then I heard him. Always talking about he broke, then I swerve him. Figure niggas out, so observe and learn them. I like a hood nigga with a couple priors. This pussy got impressed like a hot flat iron. But when I throw a curve, I'ma curve politely. All of my ex niggas, yeah, they tried to wipe me. But niggas be iffy, with they moves, they be shippy. Niggas think they got juice, got them thinking they simply. Tell them roll the wood up, cause I smoke like a hippie. He a beast in the sheets, so his nickname is Grizzly. If a nigga act wax, then I block him completely. Everybody always watching, so I fuck him discreetly. Talk gotta be brief, tell your whole hoe to be. You ain't mine, I ain't yours, so it's better to sneak. That nigga say.
Back, everybody, on OG Radio with your boy Radio Rail and special guest Mia B. Fly.
What up, what up?
And that song right there is That Girl. That song is so dope. I really love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that was my In the House, Nothing to Do days. That's why I love those days, because I just be writing. So I actually had fun with that one. I can't wait to drop the visual. I'm so excited to do the video, which will be coming very, very soon. I'm excited.
That's what's up. I could definitely see a visual to that song. So I'm pretty sure the visual will be just as great.
Yep, it will. Well, I'm going to definitely do that for my people, because I got a lot of people who have been asking me when I'm going to do more work, when I'm going to drop more videos. So I got it for y'all. I got it coming. It's coming.
Where can everybody find all of your music?
Well, right now, I just got with a new management team. That was my issue these last 2 years, was the management. But I finally got with somebody I trust. Against All Eyes Management. So we're working on making everything new. But right now, as far as some throwbacks I might have, you can find it on my YouTube, which is Mia B. Fly, A, the letter B, F-L-Y-Y, no spaces, 2 Y's on the fly. That is my YouTube. You can go there, and I got a lot of few freestyles, few songs. I actually did a mixtape about a year ago with a friend, a dear friend of mine. Shout out to Nick Dope. He and I did a mixtape, so a lot of my songs are there. I have a few videos on YouTube. I got a SoundCloud that I'm going to be working on. I got one now under the same, my artist name, Mia B. Fly. But as far as my new music and new content, if you want to catch everything, you're going to have to follow my Instagram. I will be putting everything on my Instagram page, which is Mia B. Fly _. All new content will be on there, so you will know when music drops, where to be streaming, where to be post it so you can share when I'm dropping videos. So you have to follow my Instagram. That's my media page if you want to catch up on what I'm doing.
All right. Well, I'm definitely about to follow you right now. So if you get a request, Radio Rail, that's me. I'm definitely a fan, and I'm going to be following. Our lovely producer, Mr. AK, just jumped into the building. What's going on, AK? What's going on, bro? I don't think he can hear. But yeah, so that's all right. Yeah, I think he's off. It's all right. Oh, AK. Oh, That's all right. I'm pretty sure you're just getting off work. That's all right. But yeah, so where do you, if you were to rank yourself amongst, you know, the likes of the female rappers of today, where would you put yourself?
Ranking? I'll say,
yeah, like,
because I'm I'll be a rookie, as they say, in the game. As far as my writing skills, though, I definitely rank myself up there because I didn't, you know, I got bars and my flow is crazy. I got to give myself that. I write shit and I'll be like, so I'm talking to myself in the mirror like, bitch, you did that. So I'm always going to hold that with me. So that ranking far as up there, I hold myself high as far as the writing. I definitely up there. But as far as everything else, I could definitely, you know, get better with time and experience and stuff like that. So, like I said, I'm always willing to learn so I can, you know, get up to the top to claim that, you know, crown and that throne, you know, saying that as far as my ranking with my writing, I got to get myself up there because I feel like I give myself a grade A with that one.
I was going to say, you better put yourself up there because your skills is up there. But I appreciate because you actually put in effort into what they're writing. I like hearing a story when, you know, when you rap. Even if it's like a silly song that you write, at least I can visualize what you got going on versus, you know, the almost one-hit wonders and onomatopoeia songs and shit.
Right. Yeah. So and then it's also, you know, about, you know, if you can't make a song, you know, something that's catchy, like you were saying earlier about, you know, hook. A chorus is also something that makes people, like, when they listen to it, you know, they want to sing along to it because it's so catchy and they can feel the emotion, you know, and then they can feel like, you know, like it's them talking shit on the song, you know. So people definitely feel that too. So it's always good to have both, I feel, both to be skilled as far as your writing and to be a performer in your song. Not perform as far as stage because that comes with being a part of an entertainer, but as far as performing in your song. That energy is what really get people going also. So I feel like you got to be skilled in both, really, to be a good artist.
Okay, that's true. I definitely feel that. What's next for you?
What's next? You know,
yeah.
Now that I got a team behind me that I trust, I feel like I can take this all the way. I got the confidence, you know. I'm a very intuitive person. My intuition, you know, is telling me to, you know, go with it. I got to put in the work, you know. So I'm here, you know. I just need my people to support me and tune in and share. And, you know, because with the, you know, pandemic going on, it's really, you know, hard to actually go out there and meet people directly and do shows and actually show them me. So the only spotlight or exposure I can really get is social media. So it's really up to my people to support me and, you know, do what they can to get my stuff shared to the, you know, right people, to the right eyeballs. We just got to get a jump on that. But I'm here to do the work. I got a plan. I got some goals. You know, anybody that knows me, you know, when I put my head and my spirit to something, I'm for it. So, like I said, I got me a team. Shout out to All Eyes Management. My manager's been doing his thing. I got to give it to him. So I'm just, you know, I'm just letting the universe let me take me where I need to go because I feel I can do it. I feel like I can take it all the way.
Oh, yeah, you definitely can do it. You sound definitely highly self-motivated and hard working. I got a lot of faith in you, especially because you're a female MC from Chicago. So, you know.
I know, always. And I love all my Chicago people, every artist here. I love them, you know. So I'm just, you know, trying to be, you know, one of them. Get up there with them. You know, have people name me when they name a Chicago female rapper because it ain't too many. So not too many good ones.
Right. You getting up there, though. Well, to me, you up there. Oh, yeah. Especially if you kill this little freestyle in a little while, you know.
Okay, I got some. I got a little pop. I got a little pop.
But it, just know it's going to be a little twist to it. So I'll let you know when we get to that point.
I don't like twists.
Oh, you?
Like that.
Oh, you? You'll find out. You'll find out.
Oh, man. Okay.
It sharpens your skills, you know. That's you know, I don't do. For those who came on the show before and thought everything would be sweet, just do a little simple freestyle. No. Got to give it a little twist. Sharpen your skills, you know.
Okay, we'll see.
So, I want to get into another track of yours.
Oh man, what you got?
What's popping?
Yes, I've been wanting to do this beat since I heard it when I first heard it. I was like, damn, I'm going to kill this beat. And because I haven't heard a female on it yet, that's why I was like, let me try it out and talk a little shit on it. Yeah.
So, do you have a favorite song that you've ever done?
Favorite song that I've ever done? I do have a favorite song. It's called Dream Chasers. It's actually on my mixtape. I said I did with my Nick Dope. The mixtape is a different world, which you can find on my YouTube. It's a Dream Chasers. It's me and him on it. Like I said, we did songs together. And it's my favorite song because as soon as I heard the beat, no lie, it was like I heard like Jewels. Like I was like, I can hear Jewels on this beat. And I just instantly like, yeah, in my dipset in tune when I wrote it, and like you can kind of hear you a dipset fan, and you hear it, you be like, yeah, I can hit it. So it's definitely one of my favorites. So if y'all listening, go check that out. It's one of my top favorites. I'm glad you asked for that because I definitely love that song. So go check that out, Dream Chasers.
I just wrote it down, so I'm gonna definitely check that out off air. But without further ado, I'm going to play What's Poppin'.
Yay, yeah. I was talking shit.
Who do you the goat, boy?
It's me, I'll be flying, it'll be free, bitch. Hi.
Yeah. Y'all already know who
you
it
know?
Is, and you're coming through with the biz. Ballers like trick. I'm not playing with you bitches. You hoes going play with your kids.
Don't
too
play.
Busy getting to the bed. Trying to stack up on my bands. In the kitchen with my sauce. Coming through with any drama or any problems. Like some scissors, I'm cutting you out. Lessons, I come from my lessons. All that shit was a blessing. Niggas is dogs, man. You bitches can have him. Ain't no more competition. I'm for the money. Your nigga, he love me. And he putting his time now.
Time.
And even you ain't trying to cuff me. Wow, I just changed your whole life now. I've been that bitch beginning to start. Don't follow no people, I follow my heart. You're coming with drama or gossip, negativity, you can keep it. I don't want no
keep
part.
It.
I'm super hot, so these bitches throw shade.
Hey.
If you see anything, they get in my way. The second my chips, my Pringles and Fritos, not worry about niggas, got chips like I'm lazy.
It's
me though. Niggas shoot shots like free throw. Yeah, and he know. Get a nigga stitch like Lilo. Yeah, low key though. Like to see you bitches mad like Neo. And when I say roll the loud, roll the wood, not a push it in, so you gotta
reroll.
I done hit a few niggas tiptoe, put some rich niggas in the front zone.
Yep.
I don't chase niggas, get ghosts like Captain Block, get lost like Nemo.
Get lost.
They like that, the flow is so nice. I got
nice.
A new nigga who's dripping the ice.
And ice.
So good, it's too good for a pipe. Put the door on them night, hit trying to wipe.
Yeah.
Baby, money coming, throw me my wife. Fuck feelings, let me catch me a flight.
Nah.
If my ex nigga want another chance, sorry baby, I don't do niggas fight.
Nah.
Like niggas who are kissing, don't tell. That this pussy wet like a wish you well. Got some niggas who heads so dumb, I caught one chain and the other one Kale. Dressed like Prince, making a night of you sick. My nigga put some on the wrist, but bitches dismissed. Don't come for me, little bitch. Don't think I didn't catch all your diss. I'm after them bands, a lot of you bitches and fans. I laugh at you hoes cause you mad. I ain't too fly, I need to go shopping. Hit scam bait, nigga was popping.
What's up? Cool.
That was What's Poppin' by Nia B. Fly. So I found out who the other caller is. All right, go ahead, caller.
Nia B. Fly, it's your best friend. Man, one of the best female rappers alive. I'm telling you, she go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Oh, but I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you, best friend. I love you.
I love you. Hey, I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of your accomplishment. I told you, you put your mind to it. You got it. You got, man, she got bars. She got bars, no Kit Kat. Like, for real.
You are so filthy. Thank you,
best y'all take care of my friend, man. Like, put her out there. She needs it. She got it. She got them. You won't be disappointed. And
you,
I say that as a listener,
it.
Too.
All right.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you, too, best friend.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. That's always dope. Oh, we have... Bear with me, y'all, because my allergies is killing me. So, like, trying to see right now is, like, it's hell right now. We have another caller.
Oh,
what's up,
okay.
Caller? What's up? What's up?
Nia B. Fly. This is her other best friend. This is Kat. I was just calling in, of course, to make sure I show my support. Nia, you've been doing this for such a long time, so I'm so proud of you, boo. I love both of your songs. No, for real, y'all. Tune in. Make sure that you guys follow her on Instagram. Again, Nia B Fly, NEIABFLYY, 2 Ys, y'all. I love you, Tania.
I love you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Guys, enjoy your night.
All right, you too. This show is lit already. You got two callers calling in for you. That support is going a long way.
Yay. I love them. I got so many more best friends. So many of them.
I wouldn't be surprised if they all called in.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't. My first best friend that called, because she definitely called. Like, she asked me, can I call in? I'm like, I'm not sure. You can try. So when I heard how I knew it was my ass, she definitely asked. That's why I just busted up laughing, because I know her.
See, as soon as I said it, here go another one. You got a hotline tonight. You're a hot one.
Yay! That's what I'm talking about.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, caller? How you feeling?
Hello.
Yeah, you're here.
Hey, who? Are you on the phone? I don't hear him saying nothing. Probably lost him.
Yeah, I don't. Huh. I'll just keep them on the line for the time being. Maybe they'll pop in. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, you got some fans out there.
Yes, I do. I love all my friends. They a lot of them is 10 plus. So I got my homies been around for a really, really long time. Every phase of my life. They've been there.
I definitely feel that. My circle is full of 10 pluses. So I definitely know where that love is coming from. I think I want to hear some bars now. You know?
You got me nervous for this. I'm not a freestyler. So, you know. Kind
of off the top of the dome,
but you know,
it's definitely off the top of the dome. But here's the twist, right? I'm gonna give you a very complex. These callers are saving you right now. You're getting saved at the moment.
Because they know I'm freestyle.
You just got
saved.
Here goes another caller. What's up, caller?
Hello.
Yo, how you doing?
Hey, Lefty, it's me, Deep. I love you, Kevin. That's my big girl, Lefty. I love her. She is the best. Lefty, I am so proud of you. I am so proud
of
you.
Thank you, Lefty.
Bitch, I am almost in tears. I am so proud of you.
Thank you for tuning in, friend. Oh, yes. Thank
you. Oh, man. Y'all have to play all her songs. She is so dope. Like, her energy, her vibe, just her. She is the best. She is dope.
Oh, thank you.
I love you, friend. I love you, Lefty.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for calling, friend.
Yes, you guys enjoy your night. I am so glad I am listening as well.
Okay,
hey,
thank you.
That's what's up.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye, babe.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, let's see if this is Colin. Yo, what's up, Colin? Here we go. Hey, what's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you now, yes.
This my little sister?
No, this ain't your little sister. I'm through. Yay, it finally worked. I love you, best friend. You know I had to call.
Oh, best friend.
Of course, I had to call. I had to call. This is my best fucking friend. I love her to death. My best friend is old.
I've been fucking great. Yes, let them know.
I've been
that
knowing this girl since seventh grade. I have watched her blossom and mature into this wonderful woman that y'all are listening to today. And it's perfect timing, bitch, because I'm back at the crib. So it's time to take off. Period. We love you. You know we love you, girl. You know we love you.
Love y'all too.
That's my best friend.
So glad we have the phone.
We have. We
here.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
y'all.
Y'all
love y'all.
We love you too, baby.
Oh, love you.
Thank you for calling in. Hey, you're getting high praise. So, what I would like for you to do is definitely. I'll give you my email. Definitely, when you have some tracks, send them to me or to AK so we can have them in our rotation. And when we play them, we will also tag you on social media and let you know that we're playing your song.
Okay, good. That's it. Thank you. Thanks for the support. Thanks.
Of course. Only here on OG Radio. So I would have to get your Facebook. So I'll DM your IG and we'll go from there. Because now I am a fan, so a lot.
Oh, thank you. No.
No so now. That,
warm.
Yeah. So now that you got all the inspiration in the world at the moment. Now you can drop these bars.
Oh, man.
But what I do
is
I would give you a word, but the word is never easy. It's always something very difficult to try.
I'm about to fail.
you can try. So I'll start off with a hard word. And if you can't do it, we'll go to something easy. That sound good?
Okay.
So, your word is encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do I got to start off with that or I'm just rattling? That's what I'm starting off with?
No,
I'm
you
going
just
off the bat? So I got
just, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just rapping.
Right,
as long as you throw it up in there.
Oh man, this is hard. I'm a perfectionist. I don't like this.
No pressure.
Give me another word. Let me try another word.
Air conditioner.
I think something I was down with is like air conditioner. I know. This is hard. You're stopping me here. This is really, really hard.
I'll give you an easy word.
You're giving me some crazy words.
That's how it goes. I'll give you drip. Is that easy? That's easy enough.
Okay, drip. Mia be fly with the tip. Tell a nigga run it, cause I got the big drip. Ooh. Tell him run it like the big bands. I need all of it, bitch. I don't want you, man. I roll big wood. I be real fly. Take your nigga blunt and I take your gap. That's all I got for you, G. I'm not a freestyler.
Hey, that's cool. You did better than what most have been doing. Hey, that's all right. Make two of us.
Because I gotta work on that.
Good.
You know, I know my little brother's listening. Like, I told you, you need to work on that. So that's what I'm going to work on. But I am not a freestyler. I told you I'm a perfectionist. I was like, I have to know on my style person. But I'm going to work on that.
You did better than most rappers artists that call in on the show. So you have now just entered the realm of a handful of people.
Yeah,
when
you
I
giving
say
me
handful,
these
I literally
syllable
mean
words to my encyclopedia. I'm like, come on. You really tested me here.
I gotta keep you on your toes. So now that means when you call
right
in next
time, I like
time,
people like you. I love people like you. Yes, I love people like keep me on my toes. I need that type of energy.
Of course, got you. But you are now maybe the seventh or eighth person who successfully could, you know, complete my challenge here. Most cannot do it.
Oh, yeah, I try it. I give me a little tap on the back for that.
Sure, yeah. I'll never make it easy, so you definitely get kudos for that one. Now, I always suggest for people to take the B-Rabbit approach if they want to start freestyling.
You know what?
Look in the
I
mirror
used to
and
love,
the rabbit.
You know, that's another movie. Yes, I used to love that fucking movie. I think you can ask my daddy. I played that movie like every fucking day when it came out. So, yeah, I definitely should have learned from that shit because I definitely used to watch the fuck out of 8 Mile. Like, the freestyle parts, the battles was like, of course, my favorite part. I didn't even care about the movie. I just used to go straight for the battles. So, I definitely should have learned from that.
Oh, yeah. 8 Mile was one of the best movies out there. I think he should have made another one. But, you know, it's all good, you know. You should probably make one now. What, 20
right
years later?
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be dope.
It'd definitely be dope. So, with your song that you trained a visual for, would this be your first visual?
The one I did a visual for? My first visual I did was a song off my mixtape, Gotta Have It. That was my first visual. I think I maybe did 3 more after that one.
Can definitely be found on the Tube of You, right? YouTube.
You can be on YouTube, the full video, right on my YouTube channel. You can find it on there. But I'm going to be uploading my YouTube channel really soon. So I'm going to have some more content on there for people to, catch up on what I'm going to be doing as far as music. So definitely look out for that.
All right. And how long have you been rapping?
Since I was little. But indulging in and recording, actually putting my time in writing, I'd say about 3.5 years now.
almost four.
Just three? Seems like you've been at it for a hot, good while.
Yeah, I always like play. Like, you always know, younger, I had, like, anybody that know me know I love notebooks. I keep notebooks. I actually write short stories. My friend who called me actually tell you I used to write books when I was in 7th, 8th grade and pass them around to all my friends and everybody reading. So I'm a writer, period, as far as music and little urban novels. I'm a writer. So music was, like, something I do, like, because I used to also write poems. So in my journal, I might have, like, a few lyrics or something. I might write a few bars, something that rhymes together. It might be a little silly stuff when I was a kid, but it was still me writing and learning how to rhyme and, you know, flow and stuff like that. So I've been doing it. Yeah, I've always been a writer, so I got to say since I've been writing, I've been doing music.
Thank you, Shorty. Okay. So since you said she as well, we also have poetry night here on the radio show on Thursdays from
See, I be liking to do poems because that's when I be getting my little fellas and shit, and I get to crying. So I'm going to have to make sure I write a poem that ain't going to get me. Because when that's the only time I get fellas doing that, it's more of because I'm an emotional person. So it's better for me to write poems when I want to be sentimental than put that shit in my phone because I don't want to sound angry or, you know, men bashing. You know, I don't want to be like, okay, Michelle, just everything you hear, I'm a nigga this, I'm a nigga that. So I try to, when I'm in my angry mode, that I kind of do poetry with that. That's like that sad. That gets that sad to me. Yeah, so the real be shy. That's when it gets that sad to poetry. So I have to, you know,
but sometimes
make sure I ain't got nothing
that
to
makes the best
to lovey dovey.
Those emotions make the best content, though.
Yeah, and I have had some emotional songs that I have wrote where I remember I was really upset or angry or frustrated. And people hear it, and I have got the best feedback on those songs. So emotions definitely can show through songs. So it's good to get all emotions in one.
So I am definitely going to invite you to come to call in on our poetry night on Thursday. It's from 9 to 10:30.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know, we always end up having other poets from around Chicago, Chicagoland area, even actually the world, because we had somebody who called in from Jamaica and another from, like, somewhere, some other country, don't remember. But, you know, they come in, we give them time slots, they share their poetry, we give everybody 15 minutes each. And this season, because this is our new season, season 8, we decided this year that we will cash out the winner $25. So if we'll get together, we'll judge. If we collectively like a specific poem from a particular poet, they receive $25 cash out. So far, every week since for the past month, we've been having new winners. If I'm feeling really, really gracious and I can't really put my finger on one poet and I'm stuck in between two, I'll cash out both of them. I did that yesterday.
Wow. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to have something. I'm going to tune in to that. I haven't recited a poem or wrote a poem in a while. Yeah. And I've been having good energy around me to write a nice poem. So I'm going to tune in for that.
Okay, good, good. So definitely let me know. And then our other co-host, her name is Genesis. She would love to have you. So just let me know once we, you know, exchange info or whatever, just let me know when you want to come on. I'll give you a time that you call in.
Okay, no problem. I will do that. I will do that.
You know, now you should be definitely known out here as a poet, as an artist.
that's what we aiming for, right? Yes, that's why I just need all my people to share, subscribe, go follow. Anything you see, I drop, share. That's what we got to do. That's how the game works now, sharing.
Facts. I'm definitely into poetry. I've recited a few poems on the show over this year.
Y'all gonna ask, like, do you do a poem or you just listen to them?
I haven't wrote one in a while, but I have shared a lot of poetry. People didn't know that about me. I do rap in the spare time, and I do have, show my poetry side.
Okay, I'm excited. I haven't did a poem in a while, so I'm excited to see what you got, what other people gonna have. Excited to see what I'm gonna come on with. So that's interesting. I love that you asked me to do that because I haven't did that in a while.
Oh, no problem, no problem. FYI, the more energy you put into that poem, like when you're reading it and you give it like life, the more the judgment goes that way. Just FYI.
Okay. All right.
So to all the poets listening, definitely, put that energy in it. Because, I understand, people are nervous, like, oh, radio show, I don't know, listening or whatever. And you read your poem and, you don't give it life. Like, it could be a great poem, but, I may not feel it because you're just reading it off of paper. But if you kind of give it a little bit of, a little flair, a little spunk, then, I'll be like, oh, shit,
right.
I'm really interested. I like
it. Okay. I'm going to keep that in mind.
Good shit. Killing two birds in one stone. You can always request another slot again that following week. So you can win, $100 in total for the month if you so happen to be that good enough to win every week.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. That's a good opportunity for people. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Oh yeah. I appreciate you definitely getting in contact with AK or vice versa. If he found you, like, hey, come get on the show. I appreciate it. It was definitely
the universe brings us all together for a reason.
Right.
Yes, I'm really appreciative for y'all having me. This was definitely something that I've been waiting to do. I'm really grateful for this. Thank y'all so much.
No problem. And you always more than welcome to call back in to come on the show at any time. So Mondays is Podcast Monday. It's me. Whatever the hell topic I feel like talking about, it's definitely explicit, rated R, anything goes type of radio night.
Okay.
Tuesday is Let's Talk Tuesday.
Love shit talkers.
Oh yeah. So if you want to do that as well, you can call in on Mondays from 9 o'clock until 10, 11. Or no, what the fuck time? 9 o'clock. My bad. 9 to 10 or 9 to 11, whichever way.
Okay.
I end up swinging it. Tuesdays is Let's Talk Tuesday. Sometimes we'll have an artist calling on Tuesday, but more so it's like a general discussion about music on a Tuesday. And then again, poetry on Thursdays from 9 to 10:30, and then Freestyle Fridays, which you are a part of, is always from 10 to 11:30 ish.
Okay. I'm all set. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get that schedule. Get that set for me so I can, because I'll be having high Siri remind me of shit because I got to work on my memory. So,
you know what?
Because I definitely like to talk shit. So, if y'all talk to some good topics on the podcast, find in the studio or like that working, I definitely will tune in because I like talking shit and I'll be having time to argue.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of it would be is men versus women. So it'd be me versus all the women that call in. So pretty much Okay. It's been going that way.
You thought my friends called in tonight, you be talking some shit, they definitely gonna call.
I can already hear it. Would you also be interested in a Instagram interview with AK? Mr.
That'd
Producer,
be
Mr.
Of course.
Practice.
Yes.
I know he's
yes,
been wanting to follow up with artists. Okay, so I'll definitely let him know to follow up with you, and you two will do a pretty much like a follow-up interview on Instagram Live between the two.
Okay.
And
sounds like a plan. I'm
I always for sure. And are you familiar, have you heard of Bar University TV?
Not sure.
Okay,
familiar,
so they
sure
are,
about.
They're from here, Brian and Jackie, shout out to y'all. They, I ended up getting linked up with them through a mutual friend, Mahogany the Misfit. She's also a Chicago artist and poet. I did a show with, they had me do a show, Keeping a Buck. I started off doing that, and they also invited me to review music with them. So what they do, they review music live on Mondays and Wednesdays. So they have it where you can join the VIP line for a cash app of $5, which you get instant play, you know, behind whoever else did the VIP line. But they review your music live via Facebook. So that way everybody who tunes in gets to view your music and can share their feedback. They definitely give their feedback. And I look at them as a modern-day Yo MTV Rap because they also do Rap Slice, which is they have music videos that they play of all local underground artists. So if you're interested, what I've been doing, if you have a very good track that I love or a specific track that you want heard out here, I would, you know, have you send it to my email, and then I personally cash at them to get your song played and heard through them and whoever tunes in. So they have a good amount of viewers every week. So if you like that, let me know. I'll do that for you as well.
Okay, yeah, we gonna talk about that. That sounds like a plan. We'll talk about that definitely.
Well, I'm definitely about to, your name going to be ringing bells off my page. So I'm definitely going to be sharing.
Thank you. I need all of that. Yes. I'm excited. Thank you so much for this great interview.
No problem. Again, I appreciate you calling in. Do you have anything you want to share with the world?
Thanks for everyone who listened, my friends and my family. I love y'all. Just be looking out for new work. That's all I can say. Follow that Instagram. You can follow my Twitter, same thing, NiaDeepFly_. Just when I post, you just got to share it. That's all I need y'all to do. Thanks, though. Thanks,
Adam. Feedback. So, again, let everybody know your social media handles where they can follow you.
Yep, my Instagram is Nia B Fly, NEIA, the letter B, FLYY, that's 2 Y's, _, that's my Instagram, same as my Twitter, and my YouTube channel is the same, Nia B Fly, but my channel with my videos and my mixtape, a few of my freestyle beats, and I'll be working on my SoundCloud soon, so you follow my Instagram, you'll be updated on all my other platforms where you can find my music and visuals.
All right. So, again, everybody, well, hell, y'all know me, Radio Rail. I'm here Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Our producer on some Wednesdays have request shows where you can tune in with him, and, you know, he plays music for about an hour, I believe. So, and I keep saying this, everybody, I have not done it yet, but Wild Out Wednesday is coming soon where it's a bunch of crazy stories from myself. And if a caller wants to call in and share one of their crazy stories, they can. I'm going to do it on one of these Wednesdays. I'm tired, y'all. Like, Wednesday's my only off day off radio, so I don't be wanting to do it all the time. But I'm going to give y'all, it's coming soon, y'all. It's coming soon. And again, my social media, you can follow me on Instagram, Radio Rail 21 or Hell Rail 1290. My Facebook is Terrell Redmond. Probably going to stop getting my Facebook because I do be getting a lot of friend requests. And, like, I don't even accept them. I'll just be like, oh, I don't know you. I'm not going to accept. But then I realized, like, oh, I told the world my fucking social media.
Yeah, that Facebook is a different type of privacy.
Oh, yeah. Facebook is, it came a long way from 2002 till now. But, this has been a great show. We were going to DM you now with information. I keep picking up my phone and putting it down. So I'm going to get to that now. That way we
okay.
can chop it up off air. So what I'm going to do, y'all, it's a lot of time left, but like under 20 minutes left. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to just play us out to a bunch of local music that we have here. So, Neil, you're more than welcome to stay online and listen to the music, or you can, you know, hang up. That's fine. Again, I appreciate you calling in. I am now a huge fan, so I will be supporting you. You got my huge support, especially from all of us here
on
OG Radio.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having
everybody,
me.
No problem at all. So, everybody have a safe night.
Yes, be safe.
This track I'm about to play, y'all. I've been playing it all week. I've been playing it for 2 weeks because one of my favorite groups here out of Chicago, Public Announcement with Body Bump and Remix, featuring Lil Boots. I'm going to play that first and then just vibe out to the rest of the music, y'all. Have a good night. And good night, Nia.
Good night.
Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body. Work your body, work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And I've been waiting all night to get next to you. Say she living with a man, so I'm hoping for a one night stand. And I've been thinking about this moment, know you thought about this moment too. So I'ma grip up on that ass like some plies. So baby, please excuse my hand. And we can meet up in the hotel lobby. We can get the party started. And we can keep it on the down low, shawty. We ain't gotta tell nobody. And I'ma work your body. Hands all over your body. And I'ma kiss all over your body. Every single inch of your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body. And I'ma work your body, work your body, work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you.
you. Let me work your body. I'ma take my time with you. Mr. Lovely, my name is Felony, and I'm a stand up guy. Tell me what you want in your life. Respectfully, I will oblige. I'll make time for you, with you. At my side, ain't nobody, anybody, just your body. It's the body I want on my body. I gotta have it to love. I can tell that your love will be some freaking love.
Let me come and love on you, baby.
Body bump and cry. I'ma look in your eyes. Let me take my time with you.
Run it up, make sure that bag right. Can't take it with you, don't cherish it. But being broke is embarrassing. It's really not a comparison. I remember being out on the street, trying to find somewhere to sleep in the Harrison. I come from humble beginnings, but now that I'm winning, they tell me I'm arrogant. I deserve to live my best life. No more stressing, now I learned my lesson. Going hard, trying to pull a muscle from all this flexing, counting all these blessings. In my section, drinking out the bottle. I used to drink at the faucet. Seven game series, tatted three. That mean I can't take no more losses. Hey.
I got to win, can't lose no more. You don't grind, you don't shine, make moves, lay low. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know. I got to win, can't lose no more. I work real hard, flex my muscle. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know.
That's all I know. That's all I know, I don't know nothing else. All that I know if I focus myself, I be so rich I would notice myself. True to Ferrari, I drove with myself. This is the life that I owe to myself. If money talked, then I told to myself. Bad most of swole, I can't fold to myself. Can't control me, I'm controlling myself. You know I'm the ruler of all I survey. Catch me a plate and I'm out of the way. I pray no one catch my body today. I be cooling where it's not even safe. Try to catch me, but it's not even close. I'ma say less because I do the most. So if I do the drought, I can show you the ropes. I show you the bad and I show me the money. Better just pray you don't owe me some money. Got killers with me that it go get your mommy, don't do nothing else, I'ma go get some money. I stack up the money, then go get some more. That money don't sleep, watch it, I take a nap. Can't sleep on the road, I'm strapped with a pack. I'm strapped with the load, pray I make it back.
I got to win, can't lose no more. You don't grind, you don't shine, make moves, lay low. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know. I got to win.
all I know. That's all I know.
Just keep it 100, don't throw no shade. Nigga, you feeling like I'm fucking blank. I ain't with that fake, niggas be round and they hatin'. Gotta keep my eyes open for fake shit. It be the close ones around you that hate. I don't associate with the fake. Just keep it 100, don't throw no shade. Nigga, you could catch it like a fake. I don't associate with the fake. No, no, no. I don't associate with the fake. Don't throw no shade. Nigga, you could catch it like a fade. I don't associate with a fade.
Single man, you got that ass on me. Feel like a dog. You got that ass on me. Feel like a dog.
Feel like a dog.
I go bananas in that monkey. 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 You got that ass on ya. Feel like a donkey.
Feel like a donkey.
You got that ass on ya.
Feel like a donkey.
Feel like a donkey. I go bananas in that monkey. I go bananas in that monkey. I go bananas in that monkey. I go bananas in that monkey.
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah.
Look at that ass you got.
Yeah.
You know the ones who be hating on you. Them be the rats inside.
Yeah.
They mad cause you the only one making all the money in the club.
They mad at you cause the way that ass shake when they play, fuck it up.
Yo, got it.
Fuck it up.
Fuck it up.
Break it down.
Break it down.
Fuck it up.
Fuck it up.
Whole thing.
Whole thing.
Full of money.
Full of money.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Break it up.
Break it up.
Yeah. All of these racks on your body. All of these racks on your body.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at them tats on your body. Loving them tats on your body.
Yeah,
yeah. Feel like a dog. You got that ass on. Feel like a dog.
Feel like a dog.
I go bananas in that monkey.
I go bananas in that monkey.
I go bananas in that monkey. I go bananas in that monkey.
You got that ass on ya.
Feel like a donkey.
Feel like a donkey.
You got that ass on ya.
Feel like a donkey.
Feel like a donkey. I go bananas in that monkey.
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 Go bananas when I'm in. Get the tie when I'm fan. Legs shaking and you out of breath. Who the fuck you think you playing with? Nah, she want my baby. Bitch, you must be crazy. I fucked her good, I laid that wood and now she lazy. She wanna ride on my wave, yeah. She thinking she gon' get paid, yeah. She think that she got a body that I'm gon' be tricking off all of my paper. No, 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 no. You gotta go, go, go. There go the dough, dough, dough. You got that ass, feel like a dough.
You got that ass,
feel like a dough.
You got that ass,
feel like a
dough.
I go bananas in that
moment.
I go bananas in that moment. I go bananas in that moment. I go bananas in that monkey. You got that ass on ya.
Feel like a donkey.
Feel like a donkey.
You got that ass on ya.
Feel like a donkey.
Feel like a donkey.
I go bananas in that monkey.
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 I'ma go bananas when I'm in that monkey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gon' bring the camera. We gon' make a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Ride it like a phantom when I'm in that pussy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loose, so I'm gon' eat that cookie.
Good night, everybody. From Radio Rev here at OG Radio.